Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran recently sounded off on the need for immigration reform, but he said this issue is one that will likely have to wait for the next administration. Moran, who chairs the Senate Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee, shared his thoughts with members of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives on Wednesday in Washington. He says there is an environment on Capitol Hill that could lead to support from a wide variety of elected officials on immigration reform.
I think you could take various aspects of immigration or labor issues to the Congress, and you'd find broad support. 80% of my colleagues, I think, would support farm labor, both in the sense of seasonal and in long term. I think 80% of my colleagues would be interested in finding a way to keep those who achieve who are foreign born but U.S. educated and achieve a PhD in engineering to be able to stay in the United States.
Aside from the actual policies at play in immigration reform, there's also been debate as to how to structure the actual reforms. Some think a comprehensive approach should be taken that addresses all the problems at once. Others prefer to deal with the issue in parts. Moran says he would prefer the parts.
I would guess many in this room supported the idea of a comprehensive immigration plan. In my view, if we take it segment by segment, we can find the necessary consensus to develop the things that there are agreement on. The most difficult, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, is how to handle the circumstance of people who are here illegally today and what kind of status they should achieve despite having violated the law. That's a difficult one for the country to resolve, but in the meanwhile, while we try to figure that out, could we resolve the things that would keep our economy working hard and you having access to labor in Kansas and across the country?
However, he thinks addressing the problem will have to wait until after a new president is inaugurated.
And I think with a new administration, I think we can start fresh and go down the path of trying to find the common denominator.
Of the two presumptive party nominees for the office of president, Hillary Clinton's immigration stance is very similar to that of President Barack Obama's. She's calling for comprehensive reform that would allow a path to citizenship. Her opponent, Donald Trump, says he is opposed to some visa programs as a form of, quote, cheap labor, unquote. He's also spoken frequently about his desire to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.